Hey everyone, check out this new film on Amazon Prime called Eight Remains. It's free to all Prime members. Hey, and welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad Meisenheimer is back. Welcome back, Chad.
Woo! 2019. Woo!
I guess our first question for Chad in 2019, how come no Hitman has taken Chad out yet this year?
Yeah, I know, right? Maybe the flu tried a couple of times, but yeah, it's like 2019, it's like everyone's like the new year, new me, look at my new resolutions and stuff, and I'm like, January 5th, I was like, nope. Still an asshole.
So,
like my friend, she was like, I'm going to focus on the gym. And I was like, yo, that's not how you spell tacos, bitch. She's like, excuse you, Chad. But yeah, it's just like, I'm like, it's been a busy month. Like, the first week of the month, I got the flu and I was sick for a good week and a half. And I usually don't get sick like that. So I was like, used up all my sick days for the year for my wonderful part-time job. And let's see what else. Then I've still been fighting off this bug. I'm really congested still, so I'm like, that's fun. But all in that time, this month I've done 20 auditions so far. I had a call back earlier this year for an asylum movie, and I was up for an audition for College Humor. But so it's just like, been busy on that front, and then writing a couple screenplays, so I've been busy on that part, trying to keep my career rolling so I could quit the day job.
Hold on, we gotta go back to your audition. You didn't tell everybody what happened to your audition.
Oh, yes, a lovely audition. I get a call back for a feature, and it's like pretty good-sized feature for a low-budget, you know, asylum movie. It's called Zombies 2, which I didn't book, but it's like, whatever. But I took a lift, and I started getting car sick. And I was like, oh, man, because I get motion sickness, and when I go over the hills, my ears start popping, so I got vomit. So I started, like, puking off the side of the freeway, you know, wonderful, you know, thinking, like, oh, it's just my nerves, anxiety, whatever. I finally get to Glendale, and I was like, okay, I have 45 minutes to, you know, chillax. So I was like, okay, I ran to Carl's Jr. is right across the street. And I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to get something to eat. Maybe I'm just hungry and anxious. Get there, ate some, you know, Carl's Jr., finally go to the audition. I go to the audition, I started, like, burping up Carl's Jr. Like, during my slate, I was like, my name, Meisenheimer, I'm high, 50, so I was burping up, and I could tell the director, it's like, he's going to lose his fucking lunch himself. And you usually don't, like, and I had to probably, like, sorry, you know, I had Carl's Jr., just me burping up. You're not really supposed to apologize during auditions, but it was bad. Like, I could taste the Carl's Jr. still. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a fun audition. So I kind of, like, hurried through it and, like, whatnot. And I was just like, okay, I'm out of here. So get back in the lift after my other little callback audition where you stand with a bunch of other, like, actors, see who come in, because there's, like, five other actors they were looking at, which they didn't go for any of them. But five other actors, and there were, like, four different types of models. You had, like, the hipster model, the athletic model, the freaking soap opera model, and just, like, I forget the other model to describe. It's just, like, commercial model. And then it was me. I was like, okay, do you guys know what you guys want? Because, like, oh, we have four models and a troll. Go. And I'm like, you guys don't know what you guys want. But I was like, whatever. But I get home, and I'm thinking, like, I was still sick and stuff. I'm really, like, pissed off about the whole audition and how the process and stuff. And then I'm like, the next day, boom, it was the flu. I had the flu. So I thought it was, like, my nerves or whatever, but nope, it was actual good old flu, and I was like, thankfully I could use that excuse, and I was like, oh, burping up Carl's Jr.
I want to go back to the audition thing. You said you had 19 other auditions. What were they for?
It was just like a bunch of like short films, nothing like big. The big ones that I did was like the callback for the Silent movie and College Humor. Those were like the two big ones that I really would have gone for. Other ones were like just like little commercials and like short films and stuff that they'd pay would all, it would pay would be all right and stuff, but there weren't like anything big on substance. I know you're not supposed to say that. I'm not over those projects. Like, I'm better being in those projects or not. It's just they weren't as big as my goals were. I was like, oh, because I really wanted the Zombies 2 one because that would have been fun. Because they were shooting up in Fresno for 2 weeks, and that means I could have been like, oh, I could rent a car and like visit my mom between shoots and whatnot. But well, it's like it is what it is. And then the let's see, what else I did. Bunch of auditions, work drama, typical work drama with that. The company decided to take everyone's vacation days away. I'm like, yay, working for a corporation is so much fun. Not only that, we get like 3 sick days a year. We used to get like a vacation, which is like a week. We don't even get that no more. So I was like, fun. And like someone opened the portal to hell in the freezer anyways because what was it? I was like off for a week. I'm usually off during the weekdays. I work the weekends. And we're already having one supervisor. What was it? One supervisor put his 2 week notice in. Then one CSR, which works as a cashier, she's on the verge of getting fired. And then there's the manager. There's another supervisor that likes and friends with that CSR, threatening to quit if she gets fired. And then we have another CSR wanting a transfer because he has issues with the store manager. So I'm like, man, there's not going to be no one there when I show up. So good old work drama for that. It's crazy. That's my life.
You also discussed you're working on some scripts.
Yes, I am working on 2 horror scripts. I'm not going to detail for those yet because I don't want to jinx it. Like I always tell people, I don't like calling myself a writer because the only reason I write scripts is for me to direct and produce because I haven't found a writer yet to actually who has this on the same like page length for me when it comes to like directing movies and whatnot. So I only worked with one other writer, like one of my movies two movies I've done that has been different writers. One was a neo-noir short back years ago, and me and him are still friends. The other one was a comedy, and it just didn't turn out well because my vision was, like, totally different than what she wanted to do. And, like, the directing still looked good, but it was just, like, I just didn't like the writing. But, yeah, no, it's just, like, so I got those 2 scripts. I'm kind of working on a top-secret, low-key, under-the-radar short project, which I haven't said yet or mentioned. Eventually, it's going to happen, but try to keep that on the low end. Trying to think what else. Shoot. Yeah, it's just been a slow kind of creative block year. That's what it is. Like, it does sound like it's slow because like, I've done 20-something auditions, but not booked anything yet, so I'm just like, ugh. And I actually have a few questions that are pretty good that from listeners. One of the listeners the other day was like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? That's a really good question. Hopefully living in Seattle or something, somewhere like dark and gloomy, and being successful. And another one, this is another really good question. Someone put, if you had to pick a career other than show business, what would it be? This is kind of like a two answer one. One, I would either have been a lawyer because my grandfather was an assistant DA and a judge, and he actually got me onto movies and comedy, but he was a lawyer, and he was always interested in, like, a bunch of stuff, like serial killer cases and stuff like that. He was around during – he was the AD for Vallejo when the Zodiac killing was still going on. So that was kind of a cool thing.
Hold on. Let's stop there. Don't keep rambling.
Okay.
That's a cool thing? Isn't it a major thing?
Well, it is a major thing. Like, that was, yeah, he's like that. And there was like another serial killing case that was going on. And then he also showed me when he was a judge, like, there was a case in the 80s, I think it was the Sacramento vampire killer. It was this guy who thought he was a vampire. So he would kill his neighbor's, pets and drink their blood, and then he eventually tried to go on and kill people, but he never really did. But he tried to kill people and drink their blood. But really gross, stuff. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. Kind of showed me that in my teens. So I would say being either a lawyer, but what really prevented me from being a lawyer, besides not having the money to go, was I don't like wearing suits. Not a big fan of wearing suits. I think they're, claustrophobic and constraining. I don't even wear suits when I go to, network pitches and stuff, where I'm just like, nope, here I am. Blue jeans, black t-shirt. Hire me if you want. Don't hire me. I don't care. So that's kind of would be, something I would do. Ooh, and big cats. I love big cats. The wildlife, lions and tigers and stuff like that. Love those. Those are always awesome. But that's what I would do if I wasn't in that, or maybe baseball. I played baseball. I was actually really good at baseball. Stopped doing it because I graduated high school when I was 15. So you couldn't play baseball in college if you're under 18. So I was like, eh. So that kind of sucked. So I kind of stopped doing that. Let's see. Person also is current music genre or track you're obsessed with right now. Right now, I'm actually into 80s synthwave for some reason. I don't know why. It's just really kind of cool score. I like that retro feel, and I've been listening to the Drive soundtrack when I write my movies lately, because this is a great soundtrack. That movie, besides that movie's awesome, but the soundtrack is really, really cool.
Let's back up for a second. What is 80s driving music or whatever you went synth or
retro synth wave?
Yeah, what is that?
It's almost a electronica almost. It's pretty much what it is.
What's
a
band name?
I don't even know the band names. I just listen to it almost okay.
I typed this into Google. Does it pop up or you made this topic up?
No, there's actual genre called synth wave. It's SYNTHWAVE. It's an actual thing. But it's just a lot of horror movies use it. For example, the best example for it is Stranger Things. Their theme song, that's synthwave. That's the best way to describe it. That's synthwave. How the sound is. And there's no vocals to it. It's not synth pop where you the 80s glam music, pop music that I think is garbage. Let's see, what else they wrote? They said, if you could live anywhere, what would it be? Not L.A. I'd be interested in, cities like Chicago and New York, but it's just too expensive and too cold.
I was feeling too cold for the Meisenheimer. Way too cold.
It's I can't do cold because, my joints start getting hurt, really, really sore.
How about Texas? Even
the humidity is, 90 because of the rain. And my joints in my elbows hurt, and joints in my knees hurt. It's old age. It's crap. But I would say Seattle. I always like Seattle because it rains 9 months of the year, and it helps my anxiety. It's when it's sunny and bright out, my anxiety is always the highest. But when it's dark, gloomy, raining, my anxiety's down. So I'm my therapist thinks I'm a nutcase. Let's see, what other thing? What turns you on creatively? That's an interesting question. What turns me on creatively? Good music, good food, good conversation, I guess.
Hold on. What good food would inspire you to be creative?
Oh, shoot. Mexican food. Italian. Oh, my God. Italian food is really, really good.
I take you out for some good pasta.
I would come up with great stories right there. Pasta, being Italian, I love pasta. I could live off of pasta forever. Probably have a heart attack, but the other day, oh my God, you could overdose on raw garlic?
How would I know that?
I was just wondering. I learned it the other day because I ate too much raw garlic and started ODing on it. I guess you get really bad, sweat burst, you start shaking, you start vomiting, you can't stop freaking vomiting. So I learned that lesson the hard way the other day. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know raw garlic could do that. I'm like, yes, it was
let's back this up. Who would suggest eating, I need some garlic today, that's good. I think I'll have some more.
Well, because garlic has like stuff to help me for nutrition wise when I'm trying to get rid of this congestion. Well, that's like maybe like 2-3 cloves. Well, I almost take the whole thing. And I was like, woo, okay. Yeah, I thought I was going to die. And I was like, I called like the nurse hotline. I was like, oh God, do I need to go to the ER? She's like, no, just puke it up, drink a bunch of water and lay down. Yeah, that was the worst night. Like I like laid in a ball from like 7 o'clock at night all the way to the next morning. I was like, it was not fun. It was not fun at all.
Do you have any more questions or do I have my own?
Because yes, there's one more question this person asked. This person really had a lot of good questions. What turns you off?
Does this person have a name?
I do, but I can't find it. I didn't put it in my notes.
Well, that was dumb.
I know, right? What's the comment? Right, what was it? What turns you off? Well, creatively?
Me.
No, creatively, it's like the word no. I don't like the word no. But then again, if you, like, yeah, it's just, like, stupid people, too. I hate stupid people. That's another thing. Stupid people, liars. Like, I'm just getting to the age where I have no filter. So it's just, like, I get in so much trouble. Like, no matter what I do, I call people on their BS. So that's pretty much all his questions that he sent for this episode.
I have one. You got about 5 minutes left in your show. But I have a 5-minute question, I think. If Shane Ryan and Chad Meisenheimer were locked in a DVD store and given 20 minutes to take whatever they wanted, what section would Chad Meisenheimer raid? What section would Shane Ryan raid? And what film genre would they fight over?
Huh. Well, Shane has a lot of weird taste. He likes weird stuff. Like, he has a very weird taste where he's like, he goes into like action movies, like weird, like low budget action movies, then really weird artsy, fartsy, walking down a long road for 20 plus minutes without any audio or anything, just person walking. So it sort of reminds me of like short films back, like experimental, like filmmakers, where like, Kenneth Anger, Alejandro Tchaikovsky, I guess how you pronounce his name. Like, people who do, like, extreme weird stuff. Me, depending on my mood, I always like comedy. I like horror. Sometimes I like watching, you know, foreign films. I've never really big been, like, family movies I really didn't like. Dramas I get bored with. I like the older classic movies, like, classic Hollywood movies. That's like my one guilty pleasure, I guess, is old classic movies. Like James Stewart, Jimmy Cagney, Eddie G. Robinson, Peter Lorre, John Huston films, Sam Peckinpah. Like, I like weird stuff too, I guess. But his genre styles, like, his genres are so different than mine. Like, lately, I've been really into, like, foreign action movies were like been really good. But I'm trying to think of other stuff in a video store that, let's see. I also like trauma films. That's another thing. I like trauma films. Love those movies. Big fan of Lloyd Kaufman. We also have the same birthday, which even works even better because he's born December 30th too. So I'm like, yes. All the great, you know, filmmakers, you know, are born on December 30th besides me. Trying to think. Other videos. I do miss video stores, but I don't have a TV nor like a DVD player anymore, so it kind of would suck having a DVD. I just stream everywhere. Like, that's all I do. And Shane's anti-streaming, so if you ever read his love him to death, but he's so anti-streaming. Like, I was stoked when I found out the Criterion, they're going to have their own streaming channel in April, so that gave me such a creative boner where I'm like, yes, I could watch all my own movies. And they've been showing, like, pictures of John Cassavetes, who's, like, one of my favorite directors, too. I'm trying to think, what else? I do miss having the video stores, but like I said, like, I think streaming is where it's at right now. I even called it when I was younger. I was like, no, the internet's going to replace DVDs and video stores and stuff, and people are like, oh, Chad, well, I've always been ahead of trends. But so far ahead that I never get to ride it, the success of those trends, because I was always there like maybe 3 to 5 months before. So I'm like, damn it. But yeah, that's my 2019 so far. So hopefully I don't get hit by a bus or die of a, you know, raw garlic overdose, be the John Belushi.
You have about 30 seconds. Vanilla or chocolate?
Say what?
Vanilla or chocolate?
Oh, chocolate. By a mile.
Ice cream, chocolate cake.
Oh, chocolate cake.
So when Chad sits down to eat a chocolate cake, does he eat one slice or the whole thing?
Oh, I'm not that fat, but two slices. Chocolate makes me break out, and I'm vain, so I can't break out.
Goodbye, Chad.
Bye.